Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live on the northwest side of Grand Rapids up at St. Anthony's Parish on 2510 Richmond Northwest. They've got a big summer festival going on here. Our friends at K&M Northfield Dodge are pairing up with The Grilling Guys. We provided all the meat up here today, and we're going to be throwing down on the Good One Smoker. We've got some gas grills. It's going to be a great day. You got to get out here. There's a chili cook-off, a pig roast. It's all going on. Starts at 3 o'clock, going to wrap up at 10, and it's just a great day to get out in your backyard if you're not coming over here and fire up the grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, welcome back, and peace, love, and barbecue to everybody out there. We are at St. Anthony's on Richmond, and I'm looking across the parking lot here. There's people starting to team in. I've got Lori Sipka standing here. She's been running around organizing this thing for months, and thank you so much to her, and thank you so much to Hank McCurowitz from K&M Dodge. K&M Dodge is a big sponsor of the Grilling Guys, and Hank is, of course, one of the owners, and just really appreciate y'all sending us out here.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a great day. You know, we're going to go north of 80 degrees today and fire up your grill and make it happen. Speaking of firing up your grill, we've got one of our listeners, Tom Pierce, with us right now. Tom works at Gordon Food Service, but Tom is a grilling guy. And he swung by today because he's one of the guys we know that actually went out, made the investment into a Good One smoker, and he's enjoying it. Let's talk a little bit about that. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, and you guys didn't even know that till I got here this morning, did you?
No, we, we did not.
Yeah.
Good story, though.
Yeah, you know, that's my fourth smoker that I have, and it's my destination. I said, you know, I was telling you guys a few years ago, I saw it online when I was looking for one, but it was out there in Kansas City, and I had to go out there and get it, and I thought, well, maybe if I'm ever through there, I'll get it. And about a year later, I was listening to your show, and I heard an ad for it. I said, I know what that is. And
that's my next smoker.
Yeah. Went down there and picked one up, and it's been great.
And that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, a couple
years
ago.
Right when we went on the air.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep,
it was You're
great.
The first guy that listened to us. There's like 12, 13 of you now.
Might it's be the cool. last if this train keeps coming off the track, but we're back on now, so that's good.
We haven't been off the track. I mean, circumcision's, you know, a normal thing.
Yeah, right.
It is. We should talk about it. It's a good deck
we
conversation.
We did. It's enough. It's enough. So, Tom, how is it, you know, it sounds like you've had two or three smokers before. Let's talk about this Good One in relation to others that you may have had in the past.
Oh, it's there's nothing like it. The best thing about it is it heats evenly. You know, it's got a horizontal draft on it. You know, you open it up and it'll heat evenly. I put a couple of thermometers on each end, plus the thermometer that's in there. I kind of monitor the temperature. And once that heats up, once it heats all the way through, it stays that way. It takes very little fuel. You don't have to tend it very much.
So you have some digitals in there?
Yeah. Yes,
remote?
I do.
iGrill?
I can't remember the brand.
So it doesn't talk to your phone. It's got its own monitor in the house?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a great thing. Remote digital thermometer.
Yeah.
It's just phenomenal to be able to watch all your temperatures, two or three probes. You can put them in the meats. You can put them in the bake chamber. And you can sit by the pool and watch your meat smoke.
That's right. Good. Drink some of that Lemon Creek wine or maybe a little of that Ann Arbor Brewing Company beer and just sit back and enjoy yourself because it is grilling should be relaxing. It doesn't need to be a stressful event. And when you got one of these good ones, Tom, as we've talked a little bit, it's a set it and forget it. Like you said, when you get it to temperature and then you monitor what you're cooking, the thing takes care of itself. You know, there's a cliche in grilling meat as if you're not cooking type thing. Take advantage of that. It takes a little bit of planning, but one of the things you said that I think is important is that when it gets up to temperature, right, you got to be patient, get the piece of equipment so it's working like it should, but then after you get it there, it seems to be pretty easy, isn't it?
Yes, it's built like a tank, and once all that metal heats all the way through, And you can start your coals early and let them run to do that, or you can just start cooking and watch it and do your adjustments till it gets up to temperature. But once it's there, stays there. Winter, summer, windy, not windy, it stays there really well. Just minor adjustments the rest of the way. You can keep it at 225. You can put it down to 212 if you want to do that. You can keep it there. Works really well.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL, and we are at St. Anthony's. It's Catholic Festival, St. Anthony's. We've got all kinds of fun activities here today. We're doing barbecue. They've got a polka mass tonight. I mean, I might just, oh, it's tomorrow. Okay, polka mass. What the heck? That's totally Polish, isn't it?
Well, you know what? It's doing mass St. Anthony style.
It's going to be some good sausage here then if all these Polish guys are hanging out here. You know, they're going to have the sausage out.
Yeah, right.
I've been corrected. Oh,
it might be kielbasa.
Circumcised. I don't know.
But let's talk a little bit about this cooking meat to a different temperature, because the good one is very good at that, with that even slow heat that you have, and you can regulate that, like you said, whatever the temperature is you want. We were going to talk a little bit about different kinds of meat and what temperature you should cook them to make sure that they're done, because the worst thing you can do is overcook a piece of meat, because it's going to dry out and it's going to get tough. Bob, let's talk a little bit about a couple different kinds of meat and what temperatures that we should probably grill those to.
Well, of course, the FDA, thank our federal government for finally giving us permission to cook pork a little cooler now. Thank you, Obama. Anyway, you can make your pork. Your legal serving temperature is now 145. If you're talking about beef, a rare is 120 to 130. A medium rare is 130 to 135. That's where I bring mine in. 135 to 140 roughly in there. 135 to 145 is considered medium. Medium well is 145 to 155, and well done is more than 155. If you're doing beef and it's over 145 degrees, don't ever tell Tim Sobey, okay?
Yeah.
Because you will be spanked in the parking lot.
Well, and there's a couple tips that I want to throw in on top of those temperatures. One is the thermometer that you use. You need a probe thermometer, which is it's got a sharp point on it. It's sensitive on the tip. You want to put it how far into the meat, Bob, to make sure. Where are you measuring the temperature? Are you measuring it on the surface or in the center?
Yeah, as far in as you can go towards the center of the meat. You don't want to go through the center so that you're going down back towards your grate again, because you'll get a false reading.
Right.
And you don't want to hit the bone because you'll get a false reading.
The other thing you don't want to do is never, ever cut your meat to see if it's done or not. You never want to take and put a big cut across the center of a steak or a piece of chicken, because what that's going to do is that's going to dry out almost immediately.
That's right. Now, we have a guest here with us
who just walked
apparently
away.
Apparently a camera shy and microphone shy, Laurie Sipka. We want to also thank Mike Milanowski, who's one of the co-chairs here, Chris Smith, and they're both out there working. Laurie's here hanging around with us drinking wine. And, but we are at St. Anthony's Festival on Richmond Street, and if you don't have anything going on this afternoon, come down here. It's a beautiful facility. It's huge. They've got, it's like a meat fest. They've got pork butts. They've got kielbasa, all kinds of stuff, and it's just going to be a wonderful event.
It already is, because we're kicking it off, and it's going to be a beautiful day. You got no reason not to come out here. They'll do the cooking for you. And
that's a good reason right there.
Yeah, and it's going to be just a fantastic day. Hey, Tom, what's your favorite thing on the good one?
Well, that's a tough one. I do ribs quite a bit. Gordon Food Service has a product from Chicago Meats. They come packaged in a 10-pound box, and there's five slabs, very uniform. Silver skin's already cut off them.
Well, it takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah. I think pulled pork. I think that's probably my favorite. Throw a couple of butts on there.
Yeah. So I don't know how we got cutting skin in this whole show, but it seems to be that's where we're going. But
well,
coming up next,
it's the skinning guys.
Right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the classes that we've got going on, and we're going to break down a little bit of Vicky's Pasty Shop is here. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.